And tomorrow afternoon is our meeting scheduled, and Saturday. And so, first, which one? Okay. Saturday evening, what? Yeah, well, I'll do a public hearing first. Okay. And we're going to open up a public hearing on House Bill 2082. Senator, do you want to talk about the dash 240?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill
208.
242. 242. Madam Chair, Senate Bill 908, which has to do with disclosure of guest tax, passed the Senate by a large margin, but it is sent to the Committee on Business and Commerce, and it's closed due to the lateness of the session. So Speaker of the House said to me that we should be able to include it in any one of the transportation bills if we wanted to. So I would like to recommend that the committee consider adopting this amendment so we can include Senate Bill 908 in this bill.
Are there any questions about it?
Yes.
So, since I'm new to this committee, is the same rules applies? If you get an amendment passed, you have to go through the whole bill?
Well, we're going to work on that. Anything else you want, Senator? Good question.
Well, let's adopt it first. So, I'll recommend that committee consider that.
Close the public hearing on that part, anyway. And we're going to a work session on House Bill 2082.
Madam Chair, I move that committee adopt Amendment C-42 dated July 8th as part of the bill.
Okay, before we... Senator Lee has moved that we adopt dash C-42 as part of the bill. And before we vote, I want to discuss that. I do want to say that the people that would have to implement this help us write it, and they will pay for it. It's not going to have a fiscal impact. They will send out the sign to the people, and so the problems have been taken care of.
Yes, I appreciate your providing this information. The gas station Dealers Association said they will provide the decals that will state the amount of gas tax, which is about 18 cents federal and 24.4 cents state.
Today.
Today.
Uh-huh.
And any local taxes, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's no fiscal impact. Mm-hmm.
The clerk will call the roll. No further discussion.
Aye.
Senator
Aye.
Senator
Hutchins?
Aye.
Senator Yu?
Aye.
Senator Chairman? Aye. Having received the majority, it is adopted. I could have done that without objection.
Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Part of your bill now. Now, there was a... Was there another amendment? Okay. I would like to draw your attention to dash C-39. And the purpose of this is that the revenue bonds described in this section may not be considered funds received by the Department of Transportation from the State Highway Fund. And the reason that we're adding that, and I do want to say that we have been working closely with the House on amendments because we want them to concur, and they have agreed, and that is that we want to make it clear that we maintain our policy and law that we pay 1% of the gas tax that comes in to bicycles, and there, if we had 1% of the $600 million go, and then 1% of the dollars that come in to pay off the bonding, it would be twice. And so what we've agreed to is that we continue the way we've been doing it, and we take the 1% off of the gas tax revenue that comes in. So that's the purpose of this. And when we increase the gas tax, they will receive more money for bicycle and paths and sidewalks. Do you have any questions?
So, Madam Chair?
Uh-huh.
So does this just apply to the revenue that goes to bicycle paths?
And sidewalks?
And sidewalk?
Uh-huh. Because, Senator Castillo, they would not benefit, the construction would not benefit from the money brought in to pay off the bond. And if we did it a different way, then over the 20 years of paying off the bond, then it wouldn't be going to the bicycle paths. And so it seems like there would be more money to pay off the bond than the bond money, and it would be best for the bicycle system.
Do you know if ODOT supports this amendment?
I don't. It has to be one or the other, and I'm sure they would choose this. I could ask them to come up. But just give them.
I'd like to hear what they say.
Sure.
Is this C-39?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Joan Plank with the Department of Transportation. I just am seeing the amendments for the first time also, but if I understand what Senator Shannon is saying, she's actually protecting the 1% for bicycles and making sure that it isn't getting counted twice.
Right.
So I'll be happy to, I mean, talk to the financial people, but it appears that this would preserve the amount going for bicycles, bike pedestrian.
Right, because there was discussion of having it in the 600, but then not there, but this is, like you said, protects it.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we are in work session, so yes.
Be real sharp.
Sure.
This does not preclude the expenditure of bonded funds for, say, that would include sidewalks that are going, you know, over an overpass or something like that might be funded on a project. It's not clear to me.
What does it say in the ORF? That's what
It's just I'm not real familiar with this section.
Is Joan Robinson here? Because that's what the request was. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She was I think you're right, but I want to make sure.
Sure, because that was certainly the intent.
Who drafted the amendment?
Joan Robinson.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Where is the 1%? In the statute, you see that? Okay, but you know what? We can come back to this. There's somebody else I'd like to have testify. So we can come back to this.
She's coming up.
Okay, this is the mayor of Redmond.
Okay. We can go ahead and discuss the other thing.
Which one?
B-41.
What is
C-41?
No, we're not ready to discuss that yet. Okay. Okay. Is she on her way?
What about 40?
Yes. No, they're in consultation on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jeff came to us and everybody has looked it over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to close the work session for a minute. And the mayor of Redmond, Mr. Fitch, are you here? Thank you. But would you come up? He flew over today to testify before our committee, and I'd like to hear what he has to say and have a rural mayor of a rural city tell us how important this bill is to your area. Thank you.
His name, rural?
Redmond is.
Oh, Redmond is. Okay.
Thank you,
certainly not in the valley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senators, I appreciate the opportunity to testify before the committee today. As many of you know, Redmond is the fastest, or at least one of the fastest growing cities in Oregon over the past few years. As you also know, Redmond's downtown is the site of the intersection of two major state highways, Highway 97 and Highway 126. This intersection in Redmond has become dysfunctional over the past few years, and it is with increasing frequency that people can wait 5 or 6 stoplights before they can get through that intersection going on the north-south route. In addition to that, Highway 97's traffic through downtown has now become the third highest in Oregon after I-5 and I-84. In fact, over 2,000 trucks pass through the narrow streets of Redmond each day. Redmond was once a quaint town, and over the past 10 years, it's seen significant changes. But this truck traffic and the heavy traffic on Highway 97 has virtually choked the downtown to the point where businesses are failing. It's really an unenviable environment for people to go on a pedestrian basis or even to stand outside. It's difficult to hear other people talk on downtown streets. And the rumbling of these trucks through downtown is even affecting the very foundations of some of our older buildings. Over the past few years, the City of Redmond, Deschutes County, and the Oregon Department of Transportation have worked out a plan for a solution to these problems. We've identified an alternate route for Highway 97 around downtown. We've also had some preliminary designs for realigning the intersection of these two state highways so that traffic can get through them in a reasonable manner. The City of Redmond has dedicated $12 million to help fund this solution. In addition to that, our congressional delegation in Washington, D.C. was able to earmark $4 million to assist us in this last year. However, we're still facing a $5.6 million shortfall to implement this solution. And we're desperately in need of these additional revenues, which would be realized if House Bill 2082 is passed by the legislature. We have worked with ODOT, and they have identified Redmond as the number one project in our region if these monies from the bond proceeds are realized by the passage of this bill. And I want to point out that Redmond is in a dire situation, but Redmond is not alone. I've spoken with mayors and representatives from many other small communities throughout Oregon, and as you know from your own districts, that there are many small communities which have been hit with significant traffic problems, especially along state highways in these small towns. They do not have the local resources to deal with these problems and need help from the legislature. So on behalf of Redmond and on behalf of many of our small communities in rural Oregon, we urge the passage of 2082 by the Senate and the House. We believe that the package that has been put together through a consensus basis is in the best interest of the state of Oregon, with the weight mile tax and the bond proceeds and the additional resources for cities and counties. We are thankful for the hard work that you have put in on this bill, and believe that its passage will ensure not only that these traffic problems will be solved, but that the traffic congestion, which is now affecting both livability and productivity of our citizens, will be alleviated. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have, but I really appreciate the hard work that you've done.
I have a question, and that is that I was looking at your testimony, and somewhere, I was, oh yeah, on this one, I don't know if
yes.
Where it talks about 2002, 2003, I'm hoping, I don't know, you can't make the decision, but I'm hoping that we can, this bill will help speed that up and make it before then.
And actually, I think it will. We've already started to work on the preliminary engineering in anticipation that we might have some additional help. And we think that we can get this possibly on board for late 2001 with construction no later than early 2002 if we're able to get those additional funds.
Yeah. Do you have
a question? Comment? The mayor, if we build this, we'd make sure that there wouldn't be any curb cuts?
If we build it, the alternate route that we have selected is actually between an irrigation canal and railroad tracks, and so there will not be any curb cuts.
So no access issues then.
Correct.
Good.
I appreciate the time the committee has given me today and wish you luck in your proceedings.
Great. Madam Chair, I have a question. So, just the mayor from Redmond, Fitz. Mr. Fitz. So the shortfall of $5.6 million is listed in ODOT's $100 million list?
Yes, it's actually listed as number one for Region 4.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I have a question for ODOT. I haven't seen this list. Have they provided the committee with this list of projects they are going to provide in the $600 million bond program?
They provided it to Senate, to Representative Ken Strobeck, but I'm sure that we could receive that
yeah.
letter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would appreciate
sure.
seeing that list.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it here, Senator. If you want to look at it now, I'd be happy to leave it with your committee. But it they did lay out what the projects would be, assuming that they meet all the necessary legal requirements.
I'd probably like to get it from ODOT.
Okay. Okay. And, of course, that $600 million gets reduced, I think, to $540 million or $520 million because of oversight. To administer it and the other expenses. So I think that it will be less than $600 million in projects we see. But that's all right. Okay, any other questions? Okay, thank you. Okay, I would like to explain. We tried to tell as many people as possible. A work group is working to work this out so everybody will agree, and we really thought that some of the amendments would be printed by today, but they haven't been. But I wanted to get these minor ones out of the way. So the real work and heavy lifting, I think, starts tomorrow, which are they supposed to be ready by tomorrow? Okay, because we want to get it right and then speed it along. So I'm sorry people were disappointed that we were going to do more. I tried to tell everybody this would be not a long one. What's this?
Madam Chair?
Okay,
yes.
Madam Chair,
could we... Could you tell us who's on the work group that's working on these amendments and working on the bill?
Oh, yeah, sure. The cities and counties and ODOT and our legislative fiscal team and Mike Lehman from the House, Representative Lehman, and Montgomery. Representative Montgomery and Strobeck, because he said one will have to concur or not concur. And then I'm there, and my, John, who's in my office, is there because sometimes I'm off to other places. And Jerry Wilhelms is kind of putting it all together from the, and Lee Byer, Senator Lee Byer. And then ODOT and the governor.
Greg.
Greg Wolf and the government office. Okay. We're trying to all reach an agreement, so. And welcome, members, to our committee, Senator Hartung, Senator Miller, and Senator Byer. Yeah.
Madam Chair, do you know the schedule for tomorrow? Because today we have a conflict between Ways and Means Human Resources and Transportation. So I hope tomorrow we're not going to have a conflict. Human Resources sub is meeting tomorrow at 1.
Well, sometimes we schedule and they schedule on top of us. Believe it or not, we try to not be in a conflict, but they just do it. So sorry you're on hold.
Do we know what time tomorrow?
Is there 8 and 3? 8 and 3.
8 and 3.
Yes, 8 and 3. If the members are ready. 8 and 3.
8 o'clock tomorrow, and then we meet again 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then Saturday from 9 till 7:30 at night. I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
But Saturday we plan to meet because we're going to sign a die by Friday. And so if we don't finish it all, maybe on Sunday, they want to vote on it by Monday. And I'm sorry that it's pushing, but we just want to work it all out.
I don't mind pushing. I just don't want to see a conflict between two committees that I want to go to both.
Sure. Okay.
Right.
I'll take care of your interest.
Oh. Okay. We're going to go back into work session, and Joan Robinson, thank you for coming up, and would you explain to us if this accomplished what we thought we were doing?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Joan Robinson, Legislative Council. Right before my glasses broke, I heard part of the discussion of the C-39 amendments, but I didn't hear my name because I was at the person who fixes my glasses for me when they break. As I understand it, the question is whether the Dash 39 amendments, sort of what they do. What they do is say that for purposes of ORS 366-514, the $600 million from the bonds is not considered to be funds received by the Department from the Highway Fund. 366-514 says that out of funds received by the Department from the Highway Fund, they pay at least 1% for bicycles, footpaths, curb cuts. So as I understand it, the part of the discussion I heard before my glasses broke was that you were concerned that they not pay twice for bike paths. And I think you'd have the same concern about footpaths and the other things that are mentioned in 366-514. So the amendment just simply says for purposes of that statute, they're not considered funds received for the State Highway Fund. It's limited to that statute, which is the bicycle paths, footpaths, curb cuts. So it doesn't reduce the amount going to bicycle paths, footpaths, and curb cuts. It simply says that you can't use the $600 million to increase that amount.
Right. Does that answer your question? Go ahead, Senator Byer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Joan, I guess the question, and I think I'm okay with it, is I wanted to make sure, because when you look at the Section 1 of 314, it talks about things that you have to do alongside the project, and part of that is talking about sidewalks and curb cuts. I wanted to make sure that by adopting the amendment, we are not precluding the construction of sidewalks and necessary curb cuts as part of a project where it was appropriate.
Oh, absolutely not. All you're doing is saying that the $600 million is not counted in establishing what 1% of the amount going to the highway fund, going to the department from the highway fund is for those purposes.
Just wanted to make sure.
Okay, thanks. All right. Then I will move the dash. Which one was it?
C-39.
C-39 amendment to Health Bill 2082C or whatever it is. Is there any discussion? Without objection? Okay, is there anyone else that came from a long ways or would like to contribute today? Because I don't want to cut off anyone's testimony.
Third floor, huh?
The third floor. No, you just walked down the hall. Okay, then we will adjourn, and tomorrow we meet at 8:00. Thank you.
Just a second. Okay.